The Summer 17 release is upon us, bringing with it a ton of new tools for developers. We're sharing quite a few resources about this release, including a post on the new UI API and our Summer 17 webinar, link in resources section below. In this post, I focus on two key features coming to Lightning: Standard Action Overrides and Lightning Data Service. Standard Action Overrides in Lightning. There are 6 standard actions available for most standard objects and every custom object: New, View, Edit, Delete, List, and Tab. In Visual Force, we can access these actions through the global $action variable. Until now, similar functionality hasn't been accessible in Lightning. With Summer 17, Lightning developers now have the ability to override the View, New, Edit, and Tab standard actions with custom Lightning components. By using the new Lightning Action Override interface, we gain greater control over the look and feel of applications in both Lightning and Salesforce One. Below, I've used the new interface to build a new contact Lightning component designed to override the new action on contacts. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. By adding the Lightning Action Override interface to my component markup, it now shows up as an option in the Action Override menu, accessed via Setups, newly redesigned in Summer, Object Manager. After selecting my Lightning component as the override for the new contact action, my users now see. Neat, right? Before you dive too far into experimenting with action overrides, keep in mind, in this release, Lightning component action overrides cannot be restricted to just one object, or just one action. This means my new contact Lightning component will show up as an override option for any action override menu where Lightning component overrides are available. Clear, precise naming conventions, for example, new contact Lightning, can help lessen confusion for anyone working at the level of an object-specific action override menu. You can also enable your override components to behave appropriately in multiple contexts by using the Force has object name and Force has recorded interfaces, as outlined in this post. For our new contact Lightning example, I can quickly add a small conditional statement into my markup to give a visual cue, in the form of an error banner, to users who try to use this override in a place I haven't had a chance to design. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. By using Force has object name interface, I can let the S object name attribute provided for me control visibility of the banner. The ability to extend the use of this interface beyond components built for a record homepage is also new in Summer. The extended functionality of Force has object name includes the ability to add the interface onto custom quick action components as well. Read more about the changes here. In this case, the markup I added means that if my component gets chosen to override the edit or new actions on accounts, users will see. Some other points to consider when building action override Lightning components. Components always display as a page, not a modal or panel, that is, not as a pop-up slash smaller screen. Developers need to provide a complete user interface for overrides, that is, all button slash navigation options for users, like save or cancel, and so on. In Summer 17, Lightning component action overrides apply only in Lightning Experience and Salesforce One. Lightning Data Service is in beta. Lightning Data Service lets you load, create, edit, or delete individual records in Lightning components without requiring Apex controller support. In addition to bringing your components a performance boost, Lightning Data Service also helps make allocations more efficient, and everyone much, much happier, by respecting field-level security and sharing. Huzzah! But Lightning Data Service brings more to developers than just the ability to handle CRUD operations consistently and securely. I can also incorporate data services into the look and feel of my components and apps, without slowing down my development to write enormous amounts of client or server-side logic. As an example, I've used Lightning Data Service to build an alternate account highlights panel for use in a fairly busy console app. And the code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. That's it. No client or server-side code needed. Just the addition of Force record data to my markup gives my component the power of Lightning Data Services behind it. By using the layout type attribute and setting it to full, my component has awareness of every field included in the page layout for that record, so I can reference them as I build. For more detail about using the new Force record data component, See the Lightning Components Developer Guide, direct link below. We'll also be going deeper into using Force Record Data and the Lightning Data Service Beta in a forthcoming blog post. Developers who have been working with Lightning Data Service during the developer preview will need to pay attention to some changes in markup associated with the progression to beta. You'll want to update components using the Force Record Preview Base component, changing the element to Force Record Data. In addition, the syntax for referencing target record has changed. For more information, see the Summer 17 Release Notes section on Lightning Data Service, direct link below, and the Summer Release Webinar. These are just two of the features coming in Summer 17. Be sure to take a look at the full rundown of what's coming for developers in the release notes. Resources. Summer 17 Release Notes, Action Overrides, https://releasenotes.docs.salesforce.com/ns/summer17/release-notes/rn_lightning_action_overrides.htm?market_edition=and-impact=. Summer 17 Release Notes, Lightning Data Service, https://releasenotes.docs.salesforce.com/ns/summer17/release-notes/rn_lightning_data_service.htm?market_edition=and-impact=. Summer 17 Webinar, https://www.salesforce.com/video/924958/. Force Record Data, Lightning Components Developer Guide, https://developer.salesforce.com/doc/atlas.ns.208.0. lightning.meta/lightning/aura_comperf_force_recorddata.htm? Search _text=force_record_data.